Would you classify suicide bombs as suicide or jihad?
It depends.
Is a sutra false? Please explain the details concerning it.
In my understanding, the sutra is a fard, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ فَاتَّخِذْ لَكَ سُفْرَةً. Or what is the meaning is that when you pray, you have to take a sutra in front of you. Yes. Because the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered to have a sutra while you're making salah.
Nowadays, everyone is eating out in restaurants, saying it is Ahlul Kitab. But in the Quran, it states in Surah Al-Ma'idah, showing rules for slaughtering. Also, Allah's name must be pronounced before slaughtering. So can we really just walk into McDonald's and eat a business?
Inshallah, next time when I come, we talk about it. This is a next, need a long subject. If you have opportunity from McDonald's, go to it. If you don't have to, try to avoid it. If you weren't there, I'm not going to eat with you, but I'm not going to tell you that you're doing something haram. But I advise you don't eat beef burger. If it's steak, chicken, things like this will be okay, because the beef is a ground beef. That the bucket in the same machine like the ground other stuff. But about the steak and the chicken and all the things, in my personal understanding, yes, you can eat it because it's the biha of Ahl al-Kitab, even if they did not say Bismillah before they kill it. ما حكم من اعتقد أن الله له وجه أو يد؟ نحن نعمل لوجه الله أي في سبيل الله. The person, what is the condition or what you say about a person who believes that Allah has a face or a hand? We do things for the sake of Allah. Okay. We believe in whatever comes in Quran. And if a person denies what's in the Quran, it can lead him to kufr. And Allah said in Quran that Allah has a face, and Allah said in the Quran that He has a hand. We believe in Allah's hand, we believe in Allah's face, we believe in Allah's hearing, we believe in Allah's sight, without saying like ours, and without denying it, without changing to another meaning. Like some people say the hand of Allah is the power, and the face of Allah means the pleasure of Allah. This is wrong. And some people they say the face of Allah like my face, this is wrong. And some people they say Allah has no face, this is wrong. The right thing to confirm what Allah said in his book, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Quran. And Allah admonished Iblis, he said, Iblis, why didn't prostrate to the one that I created with my own hand? So if Allah say I have a hand, who you are to tell Allah you don't have a hand? So we believe in Allah's hand, in a hand that fits His Majesty, Allah knows best. How is it? What it look like? Allah knows best.
Can a woman visit the grave frequently? Can a woman visit the grave if it is not done frequently and she does not wail or cry, but in order to remember death?
Yes, she can. And the Nahi or the Prophet ﷺ forbid those who keep going almost like understand frequently or every occasion. And Rasulullah ﷺ, he recommended for us to visit the grave because it reminds us about the hereafter, and this applies to men and women. As long as she's not doing something haram there by wailing or by going in not in the proper hijab, if she's going for maw'idah and reminder about this, yes, this is good for her.
Last question. Some brothers prefer to put politics far away from Islam in this way.
No, you could not put salah, separate salah from Islam, you could not separate business from Islam, you could not separate politics from Islam, you could not separate anything from Islam that Islam has talked about. So whatever Allah talks about in His book and His Prophet ﷺ in His authentic Sunnah, we talk about it, we teach it to the people.
Thank you.
To who?
To a beggar.
To a beggar?
To a bum.
To a bum? I will advise you, instead of giving him money, go to McDonald's, buy him a sandwich and give it to him, if he's hungry. Because he may take the money, buy liquor with it, buy alcohol, buy cigarettes, okay? So if you're concerned about helping him, go buy him a sandwich and give it to him.
McDonald's.
What go buy him pizza.
Chicken. Not me.
Thank you. Jazakumullah khair.
Tomorrow the session is at Masjid Salam on the corner of San Juan and Ontario. It will start at 11:30 inshallah. The topic is last tidings to the stranger. Inshallah.